Last year, the Seattle School District landed a $1 million grant to figure out which schools and students have access to the arts, drawing, music, ceramics, and which schools don't. Not surprisingly, the biggest gaps were found
in the central region.
Carrie Campbell is the district's visual and performing arts manager.
So at the elementary level, the first time kids were getting access to any instrumental instruction was fourth grade, if they were lucky enough to get into the elementary instrumental music program, which is such a marginalized program that really it can't provide access for all of the kids who want to participate.
The holes in arts education became clear when the district started assigning students to neighborhood schools. Parents no longer have the flexibility to send their kids farther away to schools that have regular arts and music classes. Now the district is working to make sure all students have access to the arts by being strategic with the money it has and by teaming up with more nonprofits such as Arts Corps. Campbell says Madrona K-8 is a good example of a school that went from having no formal arts classes 3 years ago to having resident artists in the building now in a band program. 11-year-old Rachel Anderson, a fifth grader, plays the saxophone. It's a big part of her life.
Well, I don't watch as much TV because I practice my saxophone. And I like to give concerts to my family in like holidays and stuff.
Another student who plays the flute says her instrument calms her down when she's really mad. This is what the district is hoping a renewed focus on arts education will do. In the years to come, Seattle schools will study whether better access to things like music and drawing will result in higher test scores, better attendance, and lower discipline rates. Jennifer Wing, KPLU News.